The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning to all of our friends and members and visitors and everyone in between. It is good to be here together, and together we will experience and encounter God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. This is the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, and oh wow, it's already the fourth Sunday. Please join me now with the words printed in our bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
I invite all those who can stand to stand now, knowing that if you cannot stand, the community stands with and for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
By water and the Holy Spirit, God gives you a new birth. And through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, God forgives you all your sins. The God of mercy and might, strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life.
Amen. Amen.
Accompany us on our life's journey, that we may spread your peace in all the world through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
And this is the point where we invite our children forward, and our children are all on vacation enjoying these great July days, so welcome, my children. So I have a question today. Who likes bread? Oh, bread is heavenly, isn't it?
Yes.
Nothing quite like heaven on earth, like a taste of good bread. But friends, what's the main ingredient to bread? Flour, right? It could be gluten-free flour too, right? For our gluten-free people. So let's do some logic here. Bread is mostly flour, so flour should be heavenly, right? So why not take that teaspoon into the flour and just have a yummy taste of flour? That does not sound like a heavenly experience, does it, right? Well, what's also in bread? Salt's in bread. Who wants a teaspoon of salt? Oh. What about yeast? Anyone like the Vegemite sandwich out there?
Yes.
Yes. But typically, that spoonful of yeast, probably not so good. But what else do we need for a good piece of bread?
Water.
We need water, right? We need water. None of these ingredients are particularly good in themselves. But when you take the water and the yeast and the flour and the salt and some sugar maybe, you put those all together and each ingredient gives a little and takes a little and you put it all together and you find it all together, you knead it, and then you bake it. Then, my friends, you have a little taste of heaven and earth in that warm bread. And today's gospel, Jesus sends his disciples out to spread the word of the kingdom coming. But the interesting thing is they don't just preach. They build a community. The community has something to give. The disciples have something to give. And when they are in community together, giving and taking and receiving and being church, then the kingdom of God has come. And it's up to us all, friends, to give a little, to take a little, and to be the magic ingredients that makes a loving community. And if we're all giving our ingredients, taking, receiving, and being knit together, then we are a heavenly slice of divine bread. So let us pray. On a count of three, we'll bring our hands together. One, two, three. Repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for each other.
Thank you for each other.
Amen.
Morning, everyone. First reading is from the book, from the 66th chapter of Isaiah, starting with the 10th verse. Hear now the word. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her. All you who love her, rejoice with her joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her counseling breast. I should say, consoling breast. That you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and with wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knee. As a mother confronts her child, I will comfort you. You shall be comforted in Jerusalem. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like the grass, and it shall be known that the hand of the Lord is with his servants, and his indignation is against his enemies. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Paul's. Oh, you want to do the song?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is one time, though.
Psalm 66, 1 through 9. God bless those who help me through this life. Be joyful in God, all ye lands. Be joyful, all the earth.
Sing the glory of God's name. Sing the glory of God's praise.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. because of the great strength of your enemies, cringe before you.
All the earth bows down before you, sings to you, sings out your name.
Come now and see the works of God. How awesome are God's deeds toward all people.
God turned the sea into dry land, so that they went through the water on foot, and there we rejoiced with God.
Ruler forever in might, God keeps watch over the nations. Let no rebels exalt themselves.
Bless our God, you peoples. Let the sound of praise be heard.
Our God has kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip. The second reading is from Galatians, Paul's letter to the Galatians, and it begins with chapter 6, the first verse. Hear now the word. My friends, if anyone is detected in the transgression, you have received the Spirit, should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work rather than the neighbor's work. That work will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary of doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. See what large letters I make when I am writing in my own hand. It is those who want to make a good showing in the flesh that try to compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not be persecuted for the cross of Christ. Even the circumcised do not themselves obey the law, but they want you to be circumcised so that they may boast about your flesh. May I never boast of anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is anything, but a new creation is everything. As for those who follow this rule, peace be upon them and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah.
according to Luke, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I'm sending you like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town, and its people welcome you, eat whatever is set before you. Cure the sick who are there. And say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from the heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
My friends, have you ever heard of low cards exchange? Well, this is the principle of all forensic science. You know, that's the study of crime scenes. And so, despite what you've seen on TV and the shows and the documentaries, low cards exchange, the principle upon which all that is based, is actually quite simple. It's the observation that when you enter into a room, you leave something in that room, and you also take something in that room out. And so it's quite simple. All the investigator is trying to do is match that which was of you that was left, and then that which of the room you took out. So a silly example would be if you walk into a garden to plant a flower. Well, you definitely left the flower, but you also walked on the ground, so perhaps your food, your shoe print is in the dirt. Perhaps you left some sweat or DNA in the garden. And when you left, you took a little bit of that dirt with you. Now, if I were to come home, and yes, I think about this and dream about this every night, and discover that someone had left a cheesecake in my refrigerator, oh, what a blessing that would be. Again, I wanted to figure out who did that. Well, perhaps there's a fingerprint on the carton, but perhaps also I could, if I had enough time and effort, I could trace down who sold who a cheesecake in the town of Newport. But also, I suspect whoever that was who left also carried some ferret fur with them. So all I'd have to do is match the ferret fur to one of my ferrets. See, low cards exchange. You enter into a room, you take something, you leave something. And that, I think, friends, I know it sounds kind of brainy, but that's what I think is going on in our text today. Pay close attention to what these 70, and I know some translations will say 72, but either 70 or 72, it doesn't matter. Pay attention to what they are bringing, what they are leaving, and what they are taking. It is the exchange that matters to our text. As you see, our friends have been sent out to proclaim the kingdom. The kingdom has come near. But this is not simply a statement of fact. This is the manifestation of what the kingdom is. And what is the kingdom? How do you know it's come near? It's a community of love. A community that has an exchange. There's a give and a take. People are leaving something. People are encountering something. People are taking something. The manifestation of the kingdom is love. And Paul says it, does he not, in our text today? Bear one another's burdens. You know the kingdom has come near when the community does that. And so, pay attention. The 72 are sent out. They're told when they come into that community, they are to bring no food, no purse, no extra pair of sandals. And imagine walking a whole day into a village that Jesus will come. They arrive disheveled, at best. This isn't exactly the clearest way to win friends and influence people. This is not the best way to make a proclamation of a fact. But they come because it is the exchange of the community with the one sent. That is the symbol of the kingdom. You see, both sides have agency here. Both sides have something to give. Both the host and the visitor, they are both in an exchange. Now, if you notice, I keep saying the manifestation of the kingdom. Because the kingdom is coming whether they like it or not. We have this whole pattern within a pattern from the beginning of our gospel. The messenger is sent out to prepare the way of God. And as they come proclaiming this message, you can imagine the villagers look up, and at some point they're going to see Jesus walking into the village. You see, the kingdom has come. Jesus is here. Believe it or not, Jesus is here. The kingdom has come. The kingdom does not require us to believe, to work for. The kingdom will come. The kingdom, my friends, is here. God has brought it in Christ Jesus. The only question is, do we as a community, do we as individuals, do we as the world, live into that kingdom? do we manifest it. And so, as I said, they're not sent out simply with a message. They are sent out to create the kingdom through the bonds of love and community. They are sent out with nothing so that the community has to give it. Because both sides have agents. And Jesus even instructs his disciples to eat anything that you were given. Now, this may not seem like a lot to us, but remember in this second temple Judaism of Jesus' day, eating and purity laws were of primary importance. It's not an idle thing to tell the disciples to eat anything they are given. It's a suspension of the purity laws. Because they are to go to whichever house receives them first. And they don't get to pick and choose. They don't get to move around and upgrade and look for a promotion. Whoever receives them receives me. So whoever receives you, there you remain. And there you eat what they give you, whatever they give you. And then, friends, and only then, do you heal. It's only after the second command of Jesus, eat whatever they're given, that they are then instructed to heal and preach the kingdom. Because this is not an idle proclamation. This is the manifestation of how the kingdom works, through love. Because Locard's exchange describes the exchange of love. Because whenever you encounter the other in love, you are changed. They are changed. And you know this, because in those you love, those you currently love, those you've loved in the past, you say, I was blessed because of them. And I think that person would respond back and say, I was blessed because of you. Mutual blessing. And in that mutual blessing of each other, we often say in metaphor, that was quite heavenly. And there you have it, friends. The metaphor reveals the truth. That in that encounter of love, you have the glimpse of what it means for heaven and earth to come together. It is the foretaste of the future. What it will mean in the new creation when all that remains is love. We glimpse now through the bonds of community, through the bonds of an exchange of love, what will be in the future. And love is the story, friends. The story of a God who wishes an exchange with us all. The story of God becoming man is the story of exchange. God takes all that is ours, gives us all that is God's. And in that union of heaven being meeting earth, there is healing, there is hope, there is faith. And it is a mission, too, to continue to spread heaven and earth to all the earth. Friends, our mission, the 70 or 72, is not an idle proclamation, but a manifestation through love that heaven has come to earth in Christ Jesus. That the future is love. And we are sent out not to be the most powerful, they are lambs amongst wolves. We are not sent out to be the most prestigious. Again, they're looking quite disheveled. They're sent out with the power that is unbreakable, the power of love. And this is how God saves the world, through love. And we participate in that, in bonds of community, in bonds of care. Every time we go out, and every time we bear one another's burdens. Amen.
Drawn into the embrace of the Holy Trinity, we lift our prayers for the wholeness of the Church, the world, and all creation. You send your Church into the world with a message of peace. Center the whole Church in this peace and strengthen our faith by the example of all those who creatively and faithfully proclaim your good news. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
All the earth sings out your name. Inspire your people to drink deeply from the beauty of all your creation. When ecosystems are wounded, bring your healing. When our actions endanger the survival of other species, curb our greed and waste. God of grace,
hear our prayers.
You call us to work for the good of all. Give resolve to those who lead, that they do not grow weary in doing what is right. Guide them to seek peace between nations and freedom for all people. God of grace,
hear our prayers.
As a mother comforts her child, so you comfort us. Bring this comfort to those in any pain, especially Joe, Carol, Misty, Melissa, Annette, George, Vince, Dietmar, Michael, David, Marty, Victor, Corinne, Dan, Julie, Paul, David, Scott Wilson family, Dean, Ricardo, Charles, Penelope, Mako, Elliot, Mike, Rudy, the victims of war and violence, the victims of natural disasters in our nation and around the world, and also for those people whom we name aloud in our hearts and in our hearts. Carry your people when grief is heavy, and lift burdens of shame and self-doubt. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your harvest is plentiful, O God. Make us laborers and companions with one another in this assembly. Send your peace to rest upon us. Heal divisions among us. And open our hearts to receive one another as gifts from God. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You have written our names in heaven, O God, and we rejoice. We thank you for those who have lived and died in your love. Accompany us on our life's journey and draw us at last to life forever in you. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Gather all our prayers in your mercy, O God, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
I invite us all to come back together and please stand for our offering hymn. Strengthen us at your table with these gifts of the earth and our labor, that we may work for the good of all, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
mighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death on the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Proclaim to us your will. He is your word, inseparable from you, through whom you created all things and in whom you take delight. He is your word, sent from heaven to a virgin's womb. He there took on our nature and our lot and was shown forth as your son, born of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary. He, our Lord Jesus, fulfilled all your will and won for you a holy people. He stretched out his hands in suffering in order to free from suffering those who trust you. He is the one who, handed over to a death he freely accepted, in order to destroy death, to break the bonds of the evil one, to crush hell underfoot, to give life to the righteous, to establish his covenant, and to show forth the resurrection. Taking bread and giving thanks to you, said, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering then his death and resurrection, we take this bread and cup, giving you thanks that you have made us worthy to stand before you and to serve as your priestly people. Send your Spirit upon these gifts of your church. Gather into one all who share this bread and wine. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to establish our faith in truth, that we may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, through whom all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever.
Amen.
Join together as one. Let us pray as our Savior taught.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial,
And what we mean by all, we mean all, means all, which means all, which means all. All are invited to come forward. In a minute, the ushers will come and we will get a line going, and we ask that you fill in our communion rails from right to left. And you may receive communion in whichever posture is comfortable to you. Some like to kneel, some like to stand. You may do whatever. Only come with your hand extended, and all who come with the hand extended will receive bread. There is gluten-free options upon request. And then when the cup is, cups of wine are passed around, then we ask you to reach in and either take the red cup, which is wine, or the clear cup, which is grape juice. But know that this table is for all, and all may come. And if you wish to come in that all and only receive a blessing, you may still do that, also do that. Just come with your arms crossed and we will say a prayer over you. But this table is the feast of what is to come for us all, and all may come.
Thank you.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Mothering God, you gathered us to your table, and we drink deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves, and to proclaim your love in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, friends, we pause at this moment for some announcements, and we encourage you to look at the words of the week to see everything that is going on. We just want to highlight a few things. That on Wednesday we have a centering contemplative prayer service at noon. Thursdays we have beach walks in the summer here. So if you wish to stroll on the beach, show up at 11 on a Thursday, and whoever comes and whatever conversation you wish to have on the beach, that is what gets had. So we let the Spirit guide that, and you are all most welcome to participate in all of those things. And then we have a special announcement. I think most of the community knows at this point that Marianne is moving on to the next adventure of her life. And so we will be honoring her next Sunday with our Godspeed service and a small luncheon downstairs after. So please feel invited to all of that. And with that being said, maybe now is also the time for an announcement about our sending hymns.
So our sending hymn is in the red hymnal. It's on page 535, Hallelujah, We Sing Your Praises. I'm going to give you a little bit of a roadmap. It's a little bit tricky. You will be singing the refrain twice. Then you will sing verse 1 twice. You'll go back to the refrain and sing it twice. Then you'll sing verse 2 twice and the refrain twice. So everything is in twos.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Pete has an announcement too. Sorry, we should have done that before. The other question, right? Yes, go ahead.
I know how much all of you enjoy the fellowship and the treats and the coffee out there after the service, and we all have a good time with that. This morning, I'd like you to take special notice in the kitchen. There will be two new coffee pots sitting there. One of them is through Jeanette Agri's memorial, and the other one is purchased due to your giving. And they're expensive, so your giving means a lot. Thank you.
And with that being said, let us prepare our hearts for the blessing. May the love of God abound in you. The grace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, fill your heart, and the life of the Spirit bless you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, we sing your praises, all our hearts are filled.
serve the Lord.